T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and for a change, minus some rain as we enter hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show. You know, we're working on the wettest winter ever here in the upstate of South Carolina. Last time we had a winter this wet, that is meteorological winter, which is December, January, February. Last time we had a winter this wet was 1903. Been a while. And enough is enough, Mother Nature, if you're listening. Great to have you along as we get going here in the second hour. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Leadoff batter in hour number two is Rhonda, who is in Spartanburg. Hi, Rhonda. I think the Beach Boys did a song about you.
Yes, they sure did. what I want to talk about is Bernie Sanders. So I can't comprehend why these people think what he is selling is so great. Okay, think about it. He is going to take all of the money from our companies. Like, he swears that that's where it's going to come from, but mm-hmm. We all know the truth.
Right.
But does he really think that these companies are going to stick around and let him keep eating into their profits? As soon as he is elected, they are going to jump ship so fast, because no matter what the amount of losses that they take by closing up shop here and moving to a different country will still be less than if they stay.
Not to mention that Bernie has yet to come up with a rational, feasible explanation for how he intends to pay for health care for everybody, for free college for everybody. And look, we can figure this out, those of us that are not thoroughly indoctrinated into the progressive ideology. We're going to pay for it.
Exactly. There was a, I can't think of the guy's name, but he was on America's Newsroom this morning, and he put it like this. He said that a group had figured out that Bernie Sanders' plan would cost $97 trillion. Well, that would take up every American to give up everything of value that they had, their homes, their cars, their jewelry, you know, China, whatever that you had of value, the government would now own. So you would essentially rely on the government for absolutely everything, because they would have to own everything to be able to come up with this amount of money.
So Bernie's plan is the world's largest yard sale.
Exactly.
Jeez. You know.
And I just don't understand. Even my 10-year-old's like, Mom, he loves politics, and he is a diehard Trump fan. But he's like, Mom, this guy is insane.
Yeah, he's a kook.
And I'm like, yeah, he really is. But out of the mouth of babes, you know?
It's sad that, unfortunately, we have a number of deficits in this country, And one of the biggest is critical thinking.
Yes. Especially among the college students now. I'm just speechless when it comes. When I hear them speak, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, and to me, sadly, Rhonda, it's perfectly understandable, because one of the other things that Bernie's talked about is free preschooling, starting when your children are, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. The sooner they get them and the sooner they begin the indoctrination process into America is a bad country and the only way we can make it better is by all of us becoming communists. If you experience that for 15 or 20 years through high school and college, of course, if that's all you've ever been told, all you've ever been taught, when Bernie speaks, like Pavlov's dogs, your mouth begins to water.
Yep, exactly. And it's scary. It really is. I just, you know, last election was detrimental. Well, this one's even more so.
Yeah.
Because we can't allow him to get into office.
Or for that matter, any of the other nut jobs that the Democrat Party is pushing forward as their potential designated victim against Donald Trump in November. Because that's what's going to happen. There is nobody who's going to be on that Democrat debate stage tonight that can beat Donald Trump, even with ballot harvesting, illegals voting, my dead grandparents voting, and all the rest. It's still not going to happen. But I think realistically, they recognize that as well. And that's why they are so panicked and so desperate to see that Bernie not get the nomination.
Yeah, they're so desperate for Bernie not to get the nomination that they can't stand it.
Yeah,
and they don't know what to do with themselves because they're so scared. But what they don't realize is that nobody that they have up will beat Trump.
And Bernie, you would think, you know, would be the ultimate culmination of all their leftist beliefs for the last 3 or 4 decades. You know, this is what they've been pushing for, and now that they've got it, they don't want it.
Well, no, what it is, Bobby, is they can't control Bernie.
Yeah.
Like, they can control one of the other ones on that stage.
That's true enough. That's true enough.
I mean, even Elizabeth Warren, to a certain extent, that they can pull her strings.
Yep.
But they can't do him that way. That's why they're scared of him.
And it'll be fascinating to see when they get to Milwaukee in August of this year and have their convention. Number one, if Bernie actually has enough delegates to get a first ballot nomination, which I doubt. And then what happens through the backroom cigar smoke with a wheeling and dealing?
Yes.
Do we then end up with Bloomberg, or do we end up with Hillary? You know, and she rides in on a white charger and says, "Well, you know, I beat him once, I can beat him again."
Yeah. <You know? laughs>
Except, of course, a popular vote is not how we elect a president. You know.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you. That's all I had to say.
Appreciate the call. It's good to have you here today. In on the text line, Bobby, but Comrade BS claims we would be happy to give up all we own for what we would get in return. But, of course, it doesn't define the return. Yeah, Bernie did at one of the debates last week or whenever, said, oh, people will be happy to pay more taxes. Sure. Bernie, in what universe? We pay too much already. Bobby, at Trader Joe's, a Chinook just flew over, maybe 100 or 200 feet above me. CH-47, the twin rotor Chinook. They've been around forever and are going to be around forever. That's a good helo. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we go to the phones when I come right back here on the Tuesday edition on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob McClain. Welcome back. Nice to get a brief intermission from all the rain. 421 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Boiling Springs next and bring in Nate. Welcome, Nate. It says on my call screener board here that you have someone there who wants to tell me a Tom Steyer joke. Is that right?
That's correct, Bobby. I'm out here with my 7-year-old son, Connor. I'm exposing him to the truth on conservative radio. This is parenting done right.
Excellent.
And I called in yesterday. You and I had a good dialogue, and he heard it, and he wanted to call in and tell you a joke. So is that okay? Can he tell you a Tom Steyer joke?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Connor, go ahead. Tell Bobby your joke.
Hey, Bobby, you want to hear the most annoying joke in the world?
No, most annoying sound.
Most annoying.
Yeah, start it over. Start it over.
Yeah, take it from the top, Connor.
So start it over. You want to hear the most annoying sound of the world, remember? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yeah, Connor, I would love to hear the most annoying sound in the world. What is it?
Hi, I'm Tom Steyer.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
He has infiltrated the YouTube. He is all over the place with the ads, and it's just even the young kids are catching on that it's just annoying.
I love it. That's the kind of indoctrination I like to hear about.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking our call, Bobby.
My pleasure, Nate. Connor, you're getting your career in politics started early and the right way. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I saw a Tom Steyer ad on TV today, and I was thinking, you know, if people really knew what's going on. He was bragging about this bank that he and his wife started supposedly, ostensibly, to help underprivileged people be able to get car loans and mortgages. Just Google sometime how many lawsuits have been filed against that bank for usury. Rates that are out of control, 28% for loans on a used car. Yeah. Connor was right. That is the most annoying sound in the world. Next up is, let's see, where do I go next, Money Penny? To Stephen, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, Stephen, I believe, has been there. Stephen is in Greenville. Hi, Stephen, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. How are you today?
So far, so good.
I was just calling to give you a little more information, your listeners, some more information about this effort to have good Republicans and Trump supporters voting in the Democratic primary on Saturday.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been involved in Republican politics a long time, former chairman of the party, all the rest of that. I've never voted in the Democratic primary until today, but today I voted absentee because I'll be gone on Saturday.
Gotcha.
So, but I had a press conference at noon, and I'm one of these folks here, conservative activists, that are trying to pull together this point. And here's the thing. It's truly a very public, in-your-face protest against open primaries because Democrats are all the time voting in Republican primaries and watering down our votes. And that should not be happening, in my opinion, in the opinion of many others.
Yes, mine as well.
We're doing this very intentionally to make the point that, yeah, this is what happens when you have people from an opposing political persuasion vote in your primary. But we're not doing it clandestinely. We're not trying to alter the outcome, you know, secretly.
Right.
We're just saying, hey, we're going to do this in a very open way. So we knew that to be effective with our efforts, we needed to convince Republicans to vote in the primary,
mm-hmm.
but also all vote for the same candidate. Because if we just go and randomly vote, you vote for Steyer and I vote for Bernie and somebody else votes for, you know, Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
All we do is we just make it look like the Democrats are stronger than they are because they have a larger turnout.
Correct.
But in contrast, if we can get everybody who's willing to do it to vote for the same person, then we might actually make an impact. So we had to seriously think about, you know, who should we get behind?
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different groups of conservatives pushing this. There's the 229 thing. There's Operation Chaos 2020.
Right.
There's several different groups, and we're all trying to do the same thing. But the folks that I'm working with, we specifically said, let's all get behind Bernie because some of the others are already out in front anyway, and we don't want to try and send people in a different direction. And we can make a really good argument for Bernie because he's only about, according to the polls I've seen, around 4, maybe 5 points behind Biden, according to the latest polling.
Right.
And if the Democrats vote, say, 400,000 across the state, which is a reasonable number, it's in
mm-hmm.
the ballpark.
Right.
1% of that's 4,000 votes. So if we can end up getting 16,000-20,000 or so Republicans across the state to vote in the Democratic primary, and the trick is if they all vote for Bernie, Bernie could very well beat Biden. And we like that idea because we think there's a good chance the Democrats will still prevent Bernie from getting the nomination. That'll enrage the left, split the party, and be great for President Trump's reelection. And even if he does get the nomination, then we have this classic clear contrast between a Democrat socialist, as he calls himself, and, you know, the freedom-loving Trump with all the great things he's done.
Exactly.
And we think it'll set up great, you know, really nicely in the fall. So we're out here promoting it, and so I wanted to encourage all of our good Republicans and Trump supporters to get out and do it, because the idea here is we have no registered Republicans, no registered Democrats in South Carolina. All we have are registered voters. You can vote in any primary.
Yep.
It won't impact what you do in June. When June comes around, you know, if you're a Republican, you can vote in the June primary for Republicans. If you're a Democrat, you can vote for them. But none of that has any bearing on whether or not you vote in this presidential preference primary. But if you're a Republican like me and a conservative who's never voted in a Democratic primary ever up until now, and I won't be able to call you and tell you that in the future because I voted one today. But, you know, you're just not going to vote at all in the presidential preference primary. There's nothing else going. So we're encouraging good Trump supporters to get out there and let's do that. Let's mess with them a little bit. Vote for Bernie, and I'll be rooting for Bernie to win on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, there are some interesting points that you made there, Stephen, and I appreciate your making them. Number one, that the byproduct is to throw a monkey wrench into the Democrats' works. But the overarching point, as you correctly mentioned, is that, as I've said on numerous occasions, when the Pope dies, the College of Cardinals doesn't get together and call up the mullahs in Tehran, in Iran, and ask them who they think the next Pope should be.
And, well, exactly.
And that's exactly what we have right now, where we have these open primaries. So if we can convince the Democrats through this effort that they would benefit as well by not having this happen to them again in some future incarnation. And at the same time, we know that the Democrats don't want Bernie to be their candidate. We're accomplishing a number of goals at the same time.
We are. And the thing I would add to that, too, is that it's a lot of Republican leadership in Colombia that's been opposing closed primaries.
Right.
And so it's not just all on the Democrats, but this is a unique opportunity for us to make a clear public protest, because now, you know, the whole national media is down here and they're all interested in what we're doing.
You bet.
So it's giving us a platform to get the message out. So, yeah, we're thinking that there might well be some Democrats that might work with us in the legislature to push this through. But often, you know, guess what? The Republicans have been controlling both houses in the General Assembly, as well as the governor's mansion, for many, many years. We've got it in the Republican Party platform, yet they still don't implement the platform into law. So it's not all on the Democrat side, but we've got to get enough public attention focused on this to show how it's, it would be good government for us to have closed primaries. But it's a process issue. Process yep. issues aren't sexy, but they underlie everything else, because if you can't elect the right conservatives in there, then whether you're talking about an abortion issue, a school choice issue, a gun issue, all the things that we as conservatives are going to line up on, you got to make sure you've got solid conservatives in there. And the best way to make that happen is to have closed primaries.
Yeah, you have to have a willing representation to be able to back your agenda item. Stephen, I appreciate the call very much. I think you explained it very eloquently, and I hope that a lot of people will take some time on Saturday, or as you did today, absentee vote early in that Democrat primary, and hopefully we can push crazy commie Bernie to the front and really send the Democrats into a tizzy. Stephen, thanks very much for your call. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and back to the phones we go again when I come right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Still to come in today's show, Mini Mike Bloomberg gets his turn in the barrel. We already talked about creepy Uncle Joe Biden, the hair sniffer, and some of the outrageous things that crazy commie Bernie has said. So Mini Mike gets his turn as well coming up. Also, we'll have another edition of Amazing True Facts, and the Bobettes join me in a little bit for today's, actually this week's, Yes or BS. In the meantime, to the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Dave joins us next up. Hi, Dave, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. I wanted to talk to you. I read a story about Bernie's plan to pay for all these ridiculous programs. And there was one, I don't know if you read the story. But first he said that his new Green Deal is only going to cost $16 trillion. But one of the ways he said, when he got down to the bottom, how he's going to pay for it, then he had this little spot that he said, by the year 2035, electricity is going to be practically free. You probably didn't know that. It's in the story. It says he's going to have so much money that it's going to pay for itself practically. It said in the story, it's going to be practically free.
That's so what do the people at Duke Energy think about what this does to their profit margins?
I don't know. Duke charges enough now, so I guess.
Lord knows.
Don't have to worry. We only have 15 years. He's going to raise so much money between 2023 and 2035. And then the next sentence, then electricity is going to be practically free. There'll be a few minor things, but other than that, it's going to be free. So,
well, that's certainly...
All the listeners here shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this will be great. By the way, I did see that fact sheet that you're talking about, Dave. Bernie highlights his reliance on conjecture, of course, to cover. For example,
One of the ways
he claims his Green New Deal will create 20 million new jobs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What jobs, Bernie? Doing
what?
Yeah.
Building windmills?
Right.
I don't know.
Putting in solar panels for our free... Look, why do we need the solar panels if all the energy is going to be free?
Well, there you go. There's no need. But I read... Well, the other thing was he said that in his plan, he's going to pay for the new Green Deal. Part of it, he's going to gut the military, of course.
Of course.
Then he's going to raise over $3 trillion by suing the oil companies. So obviously, suing and regulations, he'll get well over $3 trillion. And he got $6 trillion for some other, but and then he said about the free. Of course, the other part that he said, he mentioned that he wants to put a 40% tax to help pay for Medicare for all. All employees would have to pay a 4% tax. He's going to exclude the first 29,000, of course.
Of course.
And then he's going
right.
You're just going to have to, of course. Hey, but they never ask him the follow-up as well. These numbers don't make sense. So how are you going to get, where'd you come up? He said, one of the things was, I think he said, economists said, in regard, I don't know if you read the part with the economists, he's quoting, he didn't say who.
Right.
The economist said, if we don't do anything with climate change, or if we could correct climate change, we're going to save $3 trillion in 10 years, $20 trillion in 30 years, and $70 trillion in 80 years.
Okay, well, hang on that thought for just a second. So essentially what Bernie is saying is, if we give additional money, substantially more additional money, we give more money to the government, that will change the weather forecast? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know, but the economist he's quoting is, if we can handle the emerging climate problem.
All right.
That's all he
was. Yeah, climate catastrophe.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to save $3 trillion in the first 10 years.
So, wow.
Really, money's going to be... That's why there's not going to be any electricity. No need to pay for it. But I read that. I said, I hope all the other listeners have been able to see that, because it's sheer lunacy at best.
You're right.
But you've got a percentage of people. You've got a percentage of people who think it's going to happen. They really believe it. I just don't understand it. But
yeah, amongst the other things that he talked about, housing is a basic human right. He has a $2.5 trillion plan for his housing for all, and his wealth tax ostensibly will pay for that.
Okay, yes.
$2.2 trillion for free college and trade schools, paid for by a tax on Wall Street. I mean, look, this guy is an economic illiterate. All right.
He's the same. Well, it's like the California governor to help homeless. He said he wants doctors to write scripts for housing. Did you hear that one about Gavin Newsom?
No, but that sounds exactly like something he would say.
So where do you take the script that the doctor says you need a home?
Right. You take that to your builder, your local real estate agent.
There you go. My doctor said I get a new home.
All this stuff is it's insanity. It's still clear.
It is.
He has no idea how he's going to pay for all these proposals. I'm talking about all these taxes on Wall Street and large corporations and the wealthy. Look, they'll simply leave the country, Bernie.
Well, there you go. Has he not figured that out, that they can move?
Yeah, I guess not.
Really, I guess he has a fix.
Considering that he is another tyrannical autocrat, much like Bloomberg in that regard, by the way, he'll just pass a law that it's illegal to leave the country.
Well, I thought I read something that if you leave a company, he'll tax it severely on the way out. He's going to tax. He's going to get the money one way or the other.
This is how crazy this stuff is. You remember when Donald Trump was trying to persuade the Democrats in Congress to give him more money to build a border wall? And the argument from the left was, well, they did that in Berlin, not recognizing the fact that we would be building a wall to keep intruders out, not to keep our so-called citizens in.
In. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a minor,
how do you,
minor
how do you,
detail, Bob.
How, yeah, How do you reason with people as illogical as that?
I don't think you can. I don't think it's possible.
I agree.
But I want to tell you, I thought that was good. So no more energy after 2035. Bernie gets in.
Well.
No need to pay for electricity, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be great. Free electricity for it. Well, why not? Everything else, he's going to make everything else free. Why not electricity?
Yeah, one more thing.
Thank
you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call, and it just points out the lunacy of what this guy is talking about. Quarter before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on the Tuesday edition on WORD. Bobby, here's a quick question. If everything is going to be free, then why would I need to go to work? A question that has occurred to many in the old Soviet Union. Yeah. I mean, if work accomplishes nothing for you in terms of your career, your advancement, or the rest of that, what's the point? To the phones we go. David is next up. He's in Greenville. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, Bobby. What's going on?
It is just another day in paradise, David.
Yeah, well, here's the question I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still ready to vote for a communist on Saturday?
I guess. This is a question I never thought I would have to answer, quite frankly. If it is for the greater good, if it damages the Democrat Party by advancing a communist as their candidate, then, yeah, I guess I am.
You know, I've been looking at it, and the more I thought about it, it's like, okay, is it better to try and keep Biden in the race?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it better to actually, vote to ensure that crazy Bernie actually, gets to the process, and all of a sudden, presto, you've got a Republican ticket that's going to be voted for to lock him up in the Congress and the Senate. But, I'm just weighing everything, and I kind of like your input on it. Should we go for Sleepy Joe or Crazy Bernie?
I've gone back and forth on this myself, David. And even thought about Mini Mike, and how he would factor into this. But the more panic that I see from the swamp that is the Democrat Party, the DNC club, the more panic that I see from them at the thought of not only having Bernie as a commie at the head of the ticket for their party, but the damage that would do to all the down race people that could end up giving the GOP control of the House, control of the Senate, and the White House. Yeah, I think I would have to hold more than my nose. Even I would have to I have to figure out something to bring myself to actually vote for a communist. But if it is going to accomplish the ultimate goal, then yeah, I guess I can do that.
And I have never voted for a Democrat for president in my life.
Nor have I.
But this time, the way that they stick us with Lindsey Graham every time,
right,
with an open primary, it's kind of like, gosh, I feel like I have to do this.
Well, you know what they say about karma, David?
Well, I don't believe in karma. I'm a Christian, so I'm going to take that position.
Okay, yeah, well, and fair enough, and fair enough. I appreciate the call, David. Thanks very much. It's good to have you here. Let me quickly get Dot in here. Hi, Dot, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I'm doing fine and dandy. Thank you.
One thing I wanted to point out is, have our young people been around long enough to see what's going on in Cuba? They make cigars and live like they lived in 1957. No money, nothing to look forward to.
Right.
Number one, they took their guns away from them.
Of course they did.
There's no way to defend themselves.
Correct.
And what the young people don't realize, they confiscated all the wealth from doctors, lawyers. That's why half of Miami is full of Cubans. They fled this tyranny.
Sure.
They confiscated all the property. Bingo. Same way with Bernie.
Right.
What's he going to do? When I die, he's going to take my property that I want to leave to my children. And that's where a lot of his money for these social programs will come from. But with his educating everybody free, I'm like the other guy. Who's going to be working when all the companies say, the heck with this, we're getting out of the United States? You can't make any money, so they'll be back overseas. And we'll have a bunch of people running around with college degrees that couldn't work a screwdriver. So look at what's going to happen to the economy. And another thing, too, before someone comes and takes what I've got, I'll burn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
I will burn it.
Yeah. As in,
another thing.
Well, as in, who is John Galt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this, too. They're worried about Trump giving away Alaska. You know, they have that stupid guy. I can't even call his name. Look what Jimmy Carter did. He gave the Panama Canal away.
Yep. Yeah,
and I remember
he was a waste.
I remember the 14% and 19% interest rate. You know, the only thing I can say good about Jimmy Carter is I think he is a Christian and he's old as dirt.
Yes. So, yeah. Well, that's two things, but
I mean, really,
we'll count them just the same. Thank you, Dot. You're right. Sadly, the young people today have no idea. You know, there was a time when you said communist in America. And people's hackles immediately went up. We were fighting communists for decades, and now the Democrats are afraid of having one at the top of their ticket. Take a break here for the news at the top of the hour. Stand by. 5 o'clock Follies are on the way. The big Democrat debate is tonight, and coming up on the other side, Mark Lauder, the director of strategic communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, is going to give us his thoughts on that. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.